tuned up and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
We are way out west in Wickenburg, Arizona. What a beautiful morning. We've had this great rain event all week, and now the sky is clear as can be, and the air is crisp and cool. It's wonderful. Plan on coming up today if you're looking for something to do to Henry Wickenburg's 200th birthday celebration. What a big event. What a big personality. We've been here talking with Cindy Thrasher, president of the Wickenburg Historical Society, and we have asked also Vivia Strang, president of the Pioneer Cemetery Association, to join us as well. And these gals are passionate about the stories and the history that go with Wickenburg and Arizona in general. They're just really good at keeping the stories, sharing the stories, protecting the stories. And in visiting with Vivia, I learned about Henry Wickenburg that he had a really hard life. But he also made lifelong friends and was compassionate about others, so he's a very well-rounded person. Vivia, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing fantastic this morning.
Well, good, good. And just so you know, if you're planning on coming up and you hear our Vivia and Cindy talking about this and you're interested, Vivia will be on stage at 10:45. They have a stage all day of speakers, and she's going to share more of the story, but we've asked her to kind of give a teaser this morning. Vivia, were you able to tune in and hear Cindy talk about the very beginning of Henry's journey from Prussia? Did you hear us talking?
I heard you talking, and yeah. I heard a little bit towards the end of what she was talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, she kind of left off pretty much, leaving Prussia, coming to California, learning about gold mining, and then why don't you bring us on into Henry's life here in Wickenburg?
I will. One of the things I just wanted to mention briefly, and this ties in with what Cindy was talking about, and so many times I hear, well, what does the past have to offer to us? And can we, by looking at the past, enrich our lives today? And my answer is absolutely. Many young people today often lack the connection to life roots that occurred in the past, and those help nurture and inspire lives. And people are intrigued with the events and stories that the past offers, and we can learn and be inspired by the past. And Henry Wickenburg is one of those people who is absolutely inspirational in that he had a life of adversity. He was a survivor and intrigue, and they were his constant companions in life and even in death, as I'm going to talk a little bit about. But Henry, as Cindy alluded to, was born in Prussia. And one of his first encounters with mining was he and his brother were mining coal, and the government came after him because the government owned the mineral rights. And then he came to New York. In 1847, he heard about the gold in California, and he decided to go there. And so for the next, over 10 years, he was in California learning how to mine for gold, making some friends over there, but he never did strike it rich in California. In 1861, there was a very severe cold winter in California, and a lot of the cattle died there. And Henry saw an opportunity to skin the cattle and tan the hides and sell them just so he could survive. And the cattlemen didn't like that, and they began to look for ways to make him an example of what not to do with their cattle. And Henry left California, and he came to Arizona into the town of Ehrenberg, and this was in 1862.
Was in Ehrenberg in 1862?
And we're talking about the beginning of the Civil War.
Yes, yes, the beginning of the Civil War, absolutely. And the war did affect as far away as California. The Confederacy did want California to be part of the South.
Sure.
And they wanted Arizona to be part of the South as well. So it did affect the people in that country as well. So here he is in Ehrenberg, and he made friends with the miners that had come to that area. Ehrenberg was the beginning of a road that did go into Wickenburg area. And
Vivian, we're going to take a hard break here. We're going to go to the bottom of our news, and we're going to come back, and we're going to continue the story. We'll have just a good time talking about from Ehrenberg to Wickenburg, Vulture Mine. We got lots still to talk about. Hang on.